You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
For the Lord is a mighty God, a mighty King over all the gods. Psalm 95, verse 3. Our theme this month is Mighty God. It's our prayer that the Lord will continually prove His might in our lives throughout this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed by the mighty God's provision. That is what our prayer today is centering on. Blessed by the mighty God's provision. Now, we must understand that our mighty God's blessing brings us supernatural provision, ensuring that we lack nothing as we trust Him. We lack nothing as we trust Him. It's very, very important. He has already made provision for us. We read Philippians 4:19, and there we see Paul's prayer or his assurance to those who were sponsoring his ministry, helping, giving towards the work of God where he was involved. And he says that, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." So there are riches in glory, riches that pertain to divinity, riches that are manifested by our King Jesus Himself, and that equip us to support His work as we ought to do as His servants. Riches given unto us by our King Jesus. Very important. For you to know that it's not just about work. That the blessing of the Lord in our lives, which we know in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 22, that it maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow. The blessing of our Father in heaven equips us. His provisions equip us to even do more in service to Him. So, like I said, the mighty God's blessing brings us supernatural provision. That is what we are talking about. Now, today's first prayer, we're praying that Father in heaven, supply all my needs as I seek and serve you. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Psalm 34, verse 10. That is to say that as we focus on the Lord, seeking Him every day, like today we are here to pray, seeking the Lord, wanting to be with Him, being to be in fellowship constantly with Him, it says that we shall not want any good thing. We shall not want any. It didn't even have to say that we had to pray and fight. Just seeking the Lord. Seeking to serve Him. Seeking to honor Him. We know the scripture that he that his mind is stayed on thee, you keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So the Lord being our focus, being our desire. seeking to serve him, to please him. I mean, because you ask yourself, you are seeking the Lord for what? You are seeking him to please him, to serve him. Not just to abide, but to do that which pleases him. That as we seek him, his word says that we will lack nothing good. Yeah, you will lack nothing good because of that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I keep saying this at ministry, that certain prayer topics become unnecessary. They are very unnecessary. All we have to do is to serve the Lord, to seek him daily, seeking to please him, seeking to serve him, that our lives become worship unto him, our entire lives, and we won't have to be praying certain prayers. And so by this word in Philippians 4:19 and Psalm 34:10, we are praying, Father in heaven, supply all my needs as I seek you. Please lift up your hands.
My Father in heaven, supply all my needs, Lord, as I seek you in the name of Jesus. Makaya da 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 boshete da 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 be. Makaya da da basi anta yene ne kusha. Le bada yanta yada ba. Ne pele le le kushete ne 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 me. Rapa la 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 bosha yada da 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 ba. Rakaya ne 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 me asi anta yada da 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 ba. Makaya da da ne boshete ne 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 me. Father in heaven, supply all my needs as I seek you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural provision equipping us for his work. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. We know the scripture that time and chance happened to all. That is to say that God is not wicked. He will ensure that everybody has the opportunity to become great, to fulfill purpose. Now, when we see here in Deuteronomy 28 verse 12 that the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season. Everybody has a season. Everybody has a season. And your season will not pass you by because it is heaven giving rain unto your land in season.
Amen.
When heaven is not activated, giving rain on your land when your season is up, then it becomes something else. And what ensures that? To bless all the work of thy hand. The insurance there is that the Lord himself shall open unto thee his good treasure. It's a promise from God. It's a promise from God, and these promises, we have access to them through Christ Jesus. We are praying that the Lord would ensure this, he would effect it in our lives. So we are praying, Father in heaven, open your heavenly treasures and bless the work of my hands in due season. And over here, we are talking specifically about the work of our hands, whether you're a student, whether you are working, we're talking about employment in this area. We shouldn't hear Glow Music member, jobless, searching for a job for years, or having any difficulties when it comes to employment. That is not what the word of God says. And so as we are praying, every season of exhortation when it comes to our work, for every single member, that the Lord will bless us with this testimony, that in his due season he blessed each and every one in this ministry, all the work of our hands. Let's lift up our voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, open your heavenly treasures and bless the work of our hands in the name of Jesus.
All coordinators must ensure that their members are praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. The Lord has made available this provision, and we buy into it in the name of Jesus through prayer. Open unto us your good treasure, O Lord. Let the heavens give rain unto our land in your season. In your season, every season of upliftment when it comes to the work of our hands, every season of greatness increase, every season in that regard, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless all the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. According to your word in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12, through Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Wow. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. This is very serious. If God, our Father in heaven, could crucify his own dear son, Jesus Christ, for our sake, to redeem us. I mean, would you ever do that? That you sacrifice your own child for the sake of redeeming slaves? Wow. But he has restored us back to him through this sacrifice. And so if our Father in heaven could do this, then what is it that we need? Salvation, he settled it. So what is it that we need that he cannot do for us? That is what the writer is asking us today. What is it at all that we need? What have we cried over? What have we been worrying in our head and worrying and worrying and worrying? What have we been frightful of? What have we felt insecure about? What is it? Because if we ask God that the next 10 years, yes, it's good to write our plans and have our desires and all that we want to do. But if you are asked that even tomorrow, what will happen tomorrow? Tomorrow morning, what will happen on the news? If you are asked this question, you have no idea. If you are asked by weekend, what will happen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? What will happen? You have no idea. But nothing is a surprise to the God we serve, because he knows all things ahead of time. And he holds the whole world. Everything is in his hand. And so if this person sacrifice his dear son for our sake, that we should live and not die, then what at all is it that he cannot do for us? So we are praying that, thank you, mighty God, for freely giving us all things through Christ Jesus. This is our prayer right now. Let's lift up our voice in thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We are here to say thank you, Lord. For Lord, we know that, Lord, you have provided everything for us that pertains to life and body. If you sacrifice your own son, how much more? What is it that, Lord, you cannot do for us? Is there anything impossible with you? No, Lord. We believe, and that's why we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for we believe that there's nothing you cannot do for us. We believe you, Lord.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go music. Stand out with God.